Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed, becoming complete and entire and whole. Spirit, soul, and body. We've been talking about results of getting healed. A lot of times we think that the only thing that matters is the healing itself, getting rid of the pain. But God has so much more for us when we depend on Him. That healing frees us in a variety of different ways. It frees us from our past, our present, and for our future. So we want to take full advantage of every opportunity to get healed and make the most out of it. So last week we were talking about the result of satisfaction and contentment, that when we are healed, we not only agree that God is everything, but that He is enough. That if nothing changed in your life, that would be okay, because He Himself is meeting every need. If the promises that He has made were never fulfilled, that would be okay, because He satisfies those desires. If we never felt His presence again, that would be okay, because He has already satisfied that desire. As we are healed, we realize that ministry, relationships, even supernatural experiences, anything that we desire or our temperament desires, none of that will satisfy. As soon as you experience it once, you want it again. Only knowing God through dependence fills our needs in our soul, which is why Jesus Himself could say, "My meat is to do the will of Him who sent me." That's where He got His nourishment. It was through depending on the Father, not what that resulted in. It wasn't His ministry. It was His connection to His Father. As we are healed, we are satisfied with the freedom to work and the contentment of His rest to enjoy that freedom. We can be acting out on His direction freely when we are healed, because we don't have to. There are no strings attached. We're not afraid of making a mistake. We're not afraid of getting recognition or credit. We're not concerned at all about our reputation or about God's reputation. We've got a caller, so we'll see what area code 862 has to say this morning. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hello, yes, for 862?
Yes. You're on the air. How can I help you this morning?
I'm interpreter 403 with LifeLink's video relay service. The person calling uses sign language. I'll be interpreting their phone call.
Okay.
And she says, hi, this is Charity. Have you heard from me before?
No. Are you familiar with that program?
Yeah, it's. I've been on talk radio before. I find it very interesting. That's why I called this morning.
Okay, so this topic that we're discussing is getting healed. Is that what you had a question or comment about?
I don't really have a comment at this time. I just want to learn more about how to overcome depression and to be healed from scars I've had in the past.
Okay. Well, what I would suggest she do is go ahead and get familiar with the information. I've got an email address. Rather than doing this online, just because of the limitations of time and everything, this is only a half an hour program. My email address is diane@weekendprepared.org. We've got a lot of information that would help her. And specifically just encourage her that God wants her fully healed from the past and not to settle for anything less.
Perfect.
And the blog is at weekendprepared.org. But any way she wants to get in touch with me, I'll put in her hands what she'll need.
Weekendprepare.org?
Right.
Perfect.
It's the same. All the links are on the Blog Talk Radio profile page.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So thanks for calling in, and that is something we want to remind you all about, is we do have a lot of information that's available, and our approach is different from many, and so we want to take our time. One of the reasons we've been going through these series on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays is to get this information out there. So there's a lot of information in the archives. On Tuesdays, we've been doing this series for quite some time, but also the other series, they all tie in together. But we also do have print material, both on the blog and in book form. So whatever your best way of learning is, and very often we learn the best when we use both written and audio to get some of these concepts into our head. One of the reasons many of us struggle with getting healed is because we want to do it a certain way. And God chooses a variety of ways to heal us and free us and doesn't want us settling for being wounded, especially when we know there's a wound there. That's not the way God wants us to live. So that's an assurance that God wants to heal you. And I know that seems kind of contradictory, but when we have knowledge of a wound that's unhealed, that's God's assurance that he wants to heal it. That's one of his assurances. And we very often live with it because we only try to get it healed one particular way. And really what he's trying to do is draw our attention away from that one particular way and teach us instead how to depend on him in a variety of different ways in order to overcome once and for all those wounds in our life. Those wounds develop into lies. They're based on lies. They're lies about ourselves, about others, about God. And those lies are a culmination very often of an incident, something that happened, or something that we believed or thought at a certain time. And if that lie isn't corrected, it turns into a wound. Because we are not victims. odds are most of us at some point in time have been a victim, but we're not a victim now. We're an overcomer. And so those lies are keeping us, those wounds are keeping us from living our true nature now. So that's exactly what we want to address in totality, is to not settle, especially when we know that there are things we need to overcome. That's God's assurance that he's ready. But we often insist on dealing with things a certain way. Now, some of these things really take work on our part. And a lot of times we don't like doing that either. We don't like having to hear from God. We just want him to do what we want him to do. And that's in a variety of different ways. We figure that if we go to church and if we believe in him, he is obligated in some way to take care of us. He's obligated to not let anything bad happen to us. And that if something does, either he's done something wrong or we've done something wrong or the devil's out to get us. Rather than maybe our beliefs are just wrong. So we look at the totality of where we are and learning to hear from him clearly, learning to depend on him moment by moment, and just trusting that every single situation in our life that needs to be dealt with, he wants to free us. He wants us whole, complete, and entire in this life. Now, sometimes that isn't about a particular injury. Now, injuries are different from wounds. But until God says, okay, we've gone through this enough where this is not going to change right now. Until he says, don't ask me about this anymore, we continue to ask. So many of us don't get the answer we're looking for the way we ask, so we figure, like Paul, that we just have to live with it. But Paul asked God until God said, no more. This is it. I'll give you the grace to live with it. So until you hear differently from God, you pursue until you're completely free. So that brings us to that freedom. When you have the assurance that you know how to go to God to get healed, you're not afraid of getting hurt again, of making a mistake again, of missing him again. You're not afraid of anything. But with that freedom of trying new things also comes the responsibility of taking God seriously. Of wielding that authority and that power and that position responsibly. Recognizing that the more your wounds have been healed, the more you are able to receive of him, his life, his eternal life now, in your soul and through your soul, into this world. That's why all these areas we discuss all intertwine, because we are intertwined with him. Our purposes are intertwined with his. And yet we are his purpose, and he is ours. Remember, the circumstances you're in are there to bring you into greater dependence on him. In order for you to overcome, you have to depend on him. In your spirit, you are already an overcomer. There is no need for healing in your spirit. Definitely there is in your soul, all of us. But not in your spirit. In your spirit, you are already a victor and not a victim. You have already overcome. You are an overcomer permanently in your spirit. That's who you truly are now. But God wants to work that out through your soul and into your body. And again, this is why God draws our attention to the need for healing. If God wanted you healed right now, boom, he'd do it. But it's serving a purpose in your life. It's keeping you from being satisfied. Satisfied with less than his best. And his best for you is to be complete, entire, and whole, spirit, soul, and body, during your time here on this earth, right now, so we can pursue him in these areas. Now, a lot of times we like to go on our own timetable, but we can just be confident that he knows best and is gracious and merciful in not healing us of everything all at once. We would just be ripped apart. So he, moment by moment, brings us the healing we need, brings us the circumstances that will bring that healing, and changes the circumstances and brings the healing on his own timetable. So we can be patient with him, with ourselves. It's like that iceberg that by the time God shows us, reveals, okay, this is where you need healing, and we experience that healing, by the time that happens, he's been working on it, that 99% under the surface of the iceberg. He only wants us involved where we can't interfere. He does the hard work and then brings us in at the end so we can enjoy the victory, we can enjoy the healing, the freedom, and participate in everything that he's already done. So it may seem at times like nothing's happening. Couldn't be farther from the truth. He is doing so much. He's just doing it so deep, he doesn't want your interference. You know, because that's what we're so good at, helping God. We can trust him. He knows what he's doing, and he wants us free. He wants us healed. He doesn't want the lingering pain, the lingering doubt, anything from our past. When we are trapped by our past, scared of our future, and in crisis in our present, those are all hindrances from God's life flowing from our spirit to our soul. Those hindrances are his enemy and yours. He's already overcome them. He is teaching us how to overcome those enemies. But we can have that confidence that these are his enemies and he's going after them. So again, until he says, my grace is sufficient for you, you're going to have to learn to live with this. Until we hear differently from him, we pursue him. And even then, we learn how to test his voice. Lord, is that you? And we check in and we pursue, we value his healing until we receive that healing. So you can see how the intertwining results not only in the healing, but in a change in our viewing of our circumstances, the way we perceive ourselves, the way we perceive God. It changes our relationship with him, our relationship with ourselves. And then we can get from there all the way into how we approach forgiveness. We've talked about that in other lessons where forgiveness has nothing to do with the other person. Has nothing to do with the one who wronged us. Forgiveness is now all about our identity, that we are a forgiving person, and we release those who have wronged us, who have hurt us, not because they deserve it, not because they've asked for it, not because they've paid a penalty of any kind. We forgive them, we release them, because we are a forgiving person. And that's what we do. We forgive. When that becomes that simple in us, we are not hindered by others. We are not trapped by the past. And that's just, again, another area where we then experience that freedom to be about our business. But that change, that causes us, we have to change our beliefs. And sometimes that can be the hardest thing. This is why we learn to taste and see. We have to experience God and then let the beliefs fall by the wayside. Depend on Him, let Him reveal Himself, and then let those beliefs fall. It's going to be a matter of what's more important, holding on to what you believe or knowing God. If God isn't big enough to keep you from deception, what makes you think He's big enough to save you? If God can't keep you from deception, what makes you think you can? By holding on to those beliefs. You hopefully realize that some of the things you believe can't be true. You'd know everything. But since you don't, you could not have taken everything into account in forming your beliefs. So face it, in one way, shape, or form, you're wrong. And once we accept that our beliefs aren't based on the full reality, we are open to having our mind changed. And that in and of itself very often brings healing to those lies. Because we try to catch God. Well, God, if you were God and you loved me, you wouldn't have let this happen to me. Or you wouldn't have let me make such a stupid choice or decision. But that's not the way God works. And if you believe it is, that can keep God from revealing Himself to you in that area. Now, He'll just find another area to work on. But that will remain a hindrance that He will continue to go after. He doesn't want you to live this life with that lie, so He's going to go after it. And He's going to go after it in a variety of different ways. So our best proactive stance toward Him is to pursue hearing His voice, to pursue knowing Him and letting Him be the God. We follow Him. We don't tell Him what to do. If our beliefs don't line up with His reality, guess who's going to have to change? God is under no obligation to accommodate your beliefs. He's real, He's alive and well, and He's perfectly capable of speaking for Himself right now. as we experience him more and more on a regular basis, our confidence, our satisfaction, and our contentment grow regardless of the changes we may or may not experience in our circumstances or even what we perceive in our life. Very often, it will be after the fact that we will realize that God has freed us, that God has healed us, that God has changed something. But we didn't realize it because all we were focused on was depending on God, knowing him. So another result of getting healed is we learn to love ourselves now, despite our actions. Getting healed makes us able to receive love from God on his terms, unconditionally. Sometimes we have a real hard time with that. God, how could you love me? I just did this stupid thing. Well, that's more about, again, your beliefs, not about his personality, his being, his characteristics. Since God's nature and our new identity are love itself, whether or not our behavior reflects our identity, we can experience and share real love. So even if we don't feel loving or feel loved, we know we are loved because we have experienced his true nature and have been changed by it and have received his new nature and are now free to live and love according to our nature. So just as with forgiveness, it's no longer about being qualified to love or the other person deserving it or us being able to share it. Love and forgiveness are now part of our nature. And we love and forgive because that's what we do. Because that's what we are. Getting healed also results in being able to accept ourselves now, despite our failures and flaws. As we are healed, we begin to see things from God's perspective. That this life is, you know, it's like an adventure. He set out a course, a pathway for you to follow through your own life. That we're not judged according to how much we accomplish for him, how much we glorify him, or even reflect his nature, or look out for him, or whatever our own definition is. But we were judged 2,000 years ago. And because of the resurrection, we're found righteous in him. So as co-inheritors with Jesus, we are already sons of God, learning to rule and reign first over our soul and body, then over whatever environment and circumstances God chooses to place us in at whatever time and place. God knows what we need. He knows what order to heal us in, and he knows what it will take to entice us to want to be healed more. So as long as we don't settle for where we're at and recognize that knowing him is on his terms, not ours, we continue to pursue and we will be satisfied. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. You can always get in touch with me at diane@wecanprepare.org. We'll be getting back together again at Thursday, 7:30. Until then, have a great day.